Today, Thursday evening, Lent is over. The season of Lent will be over, and the celebration of the sacred Paschal Triduum, a very long three-day feast, will unify us with one meaning and its rich and profound ritual expression. This is what the Church expects from us, a time of a ritual expression that is rich in symbolism, rich in beauty, rich in all the senses, and profound in its meaning. It saddens us that we will not be able to celebrate the way we are accustomed to, that we will not be able to join in the splendor of these 3 days. However, we know we are united in the Spirit of the Lord and in love, and there is no virus that can conquer that, because we are strong in the faith and in the light of the Lord. Easter then begins this Holy Thursday, where in remembrance of the institution of the Holy Eucharist, we will proclaim the account of the Gospel of John, and where the washing of the feet becomes the central focus for the understanding of the Holy Eucharist as a self-giving sacrifice of love and service. We will hear the mandate that must be followed by all those who profess the name of Jesus. Love one another as I have loved you. Customarily, after we offer the holy sacrifice in memory of Jesus and partake of the banquet of his love, the same Holy Eucharist will be carried in a solemn procession to the place of repose, where we will watch and pray until the midnight in anticipation and in preparation for Good Friday. The Diocesan Church directives tells us that we must shorten the celebration of Holy Thursday to confine to what we are able to do in this moment of crisis. And therefore, we will not be seeing washing of the feet or the transfer of the Blessed Sacrament to the place of repose. We will not see that in any liturgy, whether we're watching it in the Vatican or we're watching it in the diocese. But we will still remember that that's at the center of what the meaning of the Eucharist is, and that the Lord will still remain with us. Let us enter into Holy Thursday with a spirit of unity, knowing that nothing can separate us from the love of God, and nothing can separate us from our unity in Jesus Christ.